I'm the warm-up guy for the Tonight Show, Jennifer.
You think you
I
are.
Got,
you're pretty
I
good.
I got the job, huh? Let's warm everybody up for this new day. We have another chance to make it a good day, and you'll, I think, find yourself in that fold Wednesday, the 30th of November. Wait a minute. Today's the last day.
That's it.
Of November. Tomorrow is the 1st of December. This is the last day of the 11th month of 2011.
And so it's the 11, birthday 30, of someone 11. Special here.
Happy birthday to Bob.
Bob K. Bob our, K. Right. What is he? What do we call Bob?
Bob
our guru?
K is an itch. That's what he is. He's an itch.
That he needs scratching.
That's right, exactly. Bob K and I have been friends since 1968 when we first started working together at WBZ in Boston. And we have worked together off and on for woe these, or low, is it woe? Maybe woe, maybe low, these many years. He now serves in a managerial position with Stefan Multimedia, which is a large media conglomerate that's about to take over. We're going to buy Clear Channel. Did you know that?
I heard that in
Cumulus.
Trades, yeah.
Right, it's gonna, I'm buying up everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It'll be all Doug, all the time, everywhere. You won't be able to hit that CC radio of yours. The Sea Crane radios will all have... we don't have to push
they're
the button.
They're going to be D-Crane radios now.
Right, yeah. Perhaps the
Clear
Crane
Channel, radio. Doug Channel.
Doug, the Doug Channel.
Doug Wood One.
All Doug, yes, Doug. I like that, Jennifer.
No problem.
See, Jennifer has fixed all of our problems already. We don't even have McFadden to deal with yet. Today, things are as usual. If you look at the news media, Mr. Gingrich is in the headlines. Iran is in the headlines. American Airlines in the headlines. Let's see who else is in the headlines. Is that enough? We have Egypt in the headlines. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have strikes here and there. Remember, last week we played a clip of a guy, it may not have been in this hour, a couple of fellows, as a matter of fact, who were voting on whether or not to give back more in their contractual talks with American Airlines, and they said, no way, we're not giving back anything. It's time they gave it to us. Well, they did give it to you. Yesterday, they gave it to you big time by declaring bankruptcy, the only one of the legacy carriers that has not done that. And basically, the reason that they do it is to get rid of the old planes, stop paying for them, and some of the other, they can't not pay people that they need as vendors and people they do business with every day. They have to, that's part of the reorganization. It's a fascinating concept in that you, it just seems easy to get out of stuff.
It makes me mad, yeah, is what it does.
Can because, I declare Chapter 7 and rearrange my
yeah,
debts?
As you, a small business person, when you declare bankruptcy, pretty much you are
you're
done.
Gone.
When
right.
a big corporation declares bankruptcy, they
right.
get to just they reorganize.
Screw everybody and keep
exactly.
moving.
Sorry, we can't pay you, or we can pay you like 4 cents off
yeah,
a dollar of what
right.
we owe you.
No. So anyway, I mean, I'm American Airlines is my main airline. I fly them.
Me too, probably.
I'm a million miles. I guess I'm pushing 2 million miles with them now. And it bothers me how things have been run. And I used to think that Gerard Arpey, and maybe this maybe is too inside, was the president, CEO of the company, was doing a pretty good job. But apparently he wasn't. A lot of initiatives that people wanted him to do, he didn't in the name of being a bean counter. We'll save money. We don't have to pay for this airplane, but it costs twice as much, Mr. Arby, to run that plane as it does to run another plane. And then there's nobody thinking about passenger comfort, all of this stuff. It's hooey, and yet those who fly wonder, okay, is my ticket any good? Yeah, yeah, your ticket's fine. They're not going anywhere.
Maybe they'll, I mean, what,
some of them have done
they change your mileage since you have so
no.
many miles with them?
No, they can't
okay.
do that. Well,
so the only reason it would be null and void is if they really did go out of business.
Yeah. Right, okay. And they're not going out of business.
No, they won't.
They haul, they're the third, they used to be the first biggest airline. Then the United folks combined with Continental, and then we have Delta combining with Northwest. So United's number one, Delta's number two, and American's number three now, because American chose not to. The only pieces of the pie that were left were U.S. Airways, and nobody wants them. Or you know, maybe there would be a merger there somehow or other. But just it's malfeasance all across the board. And you do wonder sometimes, that's the only real question here, how is it fair for them to do that and you can't do it? Or can you? Anybody here ever declared bankruptcy? 800-510-8255. And you don't have to identify yourself. You don't have to tell us who you are. But have you ever, in a personal way, declared bankruptcy? And if you did, what did you go through? What was it like? And how did you save your home, for example? Because that's what most people would be concerned about. If they declared bankruptcy, would they lose their home? Would it get just foreclosed and auctioned off? What do you do? How is it different? You have a small business and ran into trouble? Did you declare a bankruptcy? Americans ask this just to sort of put things, some of the things into perspective. American has $54 billion worth of assets. They have $58 billion worth of liabilities. Thus, the ability to declare bankruptcy, because when your assets are less than what your liabilities are, that's a route you can take. And it's a route that they decided. But imagine, $54 billion, they have 80,000 employees. Can you imagine, if you're an American Airlines employee someplace listening to this, how are you feeling today? How does it work under the circumstances? What does it do for morale? You know, there's always these fights. That's what I wonder only about this from the point of view of someone who flies a lot. I want the pilot to be happy. I want the crew. You know, I remember a lot of different circumstances. A ride across country from New York to Los Angeles a few years ago, and the crew on the plane was surly and nasty. And I said to one of these guys who was working on the plane, what's your problem? We used to run to Europe, and we were taking off of Europe. Now we have to do these lowly domestic flights.
Yeah.
So that's my problem? I guess it is my problem because your service sucks. It's terrible. And so, yeah, you just wonder, what do these people think? Where this entitlement thing that goes for people who work for someone else versus people who work for themselves? There's a big difference, as most of you know. Some people can hack being self-employed. I am. You are, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what's the story? How is it that these things get to the point that they are? Linda's in Arizona. You want to talk about Americans specifically, Linda?
Yes. Hi, Doug. I just wanted to say I think you got the blame misplaced. As I understand, it's the union that the pilots are in, and American has tried to work with them, and for the head of the union for 3 years, three long years, won't even, you know, consider
talking
to.
Who gave you, just out of curiosity, Linda, where'd you get that information?
I got it from, it's from a reporter in one of the big Dallas newspapers, and he was on the Mike Gallagher show for about 30 minutes talking about it. He's carefully followed it.
Mike lives in Dallas and does his program from there. American is the number one airline in Dallas. That's where their headquarters are. Pilots
I know
have been...
it is. My daughter-in-law's brother is a pilot for American Airlines, but they won't bend. They're asking for... So
they will now.
American.
Yeah, they will now. They have to. They have to bend, or they'll all be out of a job.
Well, in their favor, he said American has laid off fewer people and has tried so hard for the last 5 years. Other airlines have laid off huge amounts of people, and there's going to be layoffs here, too, unfortunately.
Oh, sure they will. Yeah, they were going to close, so they were already going to close four bases and hire the work done by outside contractors. I think Indianapolis, Omaha, a couple of other cities in the Midwest. The American Airlines problem is that it's not been 3 years, 5 years, it's been 8 years. 8 years since they had any contracts with any of the unions. And so they're fiddling around here. If they had made a deal, and I guess they were told this, if all the unions had made a deal, then American would not have had to go down this route. But as you're suggesting, some of the unions, and maybe the pilots union is the most difficult. I don't know. I know somebody who works on the grounds crew for American in Chicago. I know people who are flight attendants, and they didn't want this. They don't want a strike. They don't want the bankruptcy. They just want to have their jobs. Most of the people, it's interesting, when you look at the crews now, these people that are, and more of them women than men, who are working as flight attendants, they don't want this disruption because most of them, not that they all don't need their jobs, but there's something about the hardcore. If you look at the makeup of the attendants, there are many of them who are older women who may have been working. I was talking to a woman on the plane the other day coming back from L.A. who worked for Eastern Airlines for 18 years. And then she went to work for, after they went bankrupt, she went to work for American. Now, Eastern went bankrupt almost 30 years ago. So you can imagine how old this lady is. My sister is a flight attendant now for Delta. She's 68 years old, and she loves her job.
I'm 68. I couldn't hack it.
She loves it.
One of the things, the pilots union wouldn't agree to simple things like possibly adding 10 hours a month to their schedule.
Yeah, they have to now. They're going to all have to.
10 hours a month.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that. All right, Linda, thank you for lending us that perspective and your inside sort of information. It is. I'm not a big union fan. Most people know that. I think there's a place for unions and has been all along. I don't think they belong in government. I don't think there should be any public employee unions at all, anywhere, period, end of story. In terms of this sort of thing, when you have 80,000 employees, the unions come in handy. But then they get into positions of power and they try to dictate what goes on and make it difficult. In this circumstance, now it's cost everybody. And I'm sure the pilots would tell you something different. They tell you that unions are the reason that the airline is strong and that the management's bad and the people at the top are horrible and don't fly. I remember when...
Greedy.
Was it U.S. Airline? Was it U.S.? One of them... The pilots were saying on the loudspeakers, I don't know why you fly this terrible airline. We wish we didn't work here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel comfortable at all.
And you know what? I stopped flying with them because I don't want to have that hanging over my head. As the guy takes off and flying at 40,000 feet, who doesn't like his job, doesn't like the company, doesn't want to be there. Who wants that? So, anyway, it's an interesting perspective. Coming up, a discussion of problems and why we have them, and perhaps solutions for problems. Don't you love solutions? I love to find solutions to problems. It's 19 after the hour, Richie, on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean. clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
About this big national story right up front. Once again, you probably all heard about this. Yet another woman has come forward claiming she did not have sex with me. What am I? Am I chopped liver? And why do they keep having to step forward and tell everybody?
He tried, but he couldn't do it.
They just want to get it out there.
I just want to get it out
there. Sure that...
Of course, I'm talking about Herman Cain. Have you heard this? Woman claiming she had a 13-year affair with Herman Cain. Yeah. And this is interesting. This is the latest. After Herman Cain told his alleged mistress to prove it, she produced 61 phone or text messages from Cain. That happened today. Yeah. After that, Cain said, when I said prove it, I meant go away quietly.
Herman Cain's latest accuser, a woman named Ginger White, said the affair with Herman Cain lasted for 13 years. And she knew Herman Cain was married. Yeah, she knew. Just as the other four women who accused him of sexual harassment, they knew Herman Cain was married. In fact, the only one who didn't realize Herman Cain was married was Herman Cain. He had no idea. Well, this is my favorite part. Herman Cain says, yes, he does know the woman. Yes, he does know her. He's known her for 13 years. He said they were just friends and that he occasionally wrote her checks to help her out financially. Guys, let me tell you something. If you're a married guy and you're writing checks to another woman, you might as well be having an affair because your wife's going to kill you anyway. All right, so just, you might as well just go for it.
Yes. The loves of life. Hard time with this. I think all of us have found an interest in Herman Cain one way or another, but it's turning out to be a waste of time.
The party's over.
Unfortunately.
The party's over.
You know, I want to know if his wife knows about the checks that he wrote to her.
I think
if
that
the
she's
going to
be getting some checks of her own pretty soon.
Yeah, well, if the wife knows, then I think it's okay.
You do.
Having
do
you?
Affair? Yeah, it wouldn't be all right with me if my wife were having an affair.
No, but if she knew, then that would make me think he wasn't having an affair with her, that he was having some weird
You know what, I'm going to change my
wife. She's going to come out and tell you she didn't know about him?
No, I want to know truthfully if the wife knew or not.
Yeah. Everybody is different on this, though. I would, you know what, and there's a double standard that is as big as the Rock of Gibraltar here, and I would be the first to tell you that... in terms of faithfulness, or being unfaithful, it would that wasn't the problem that Tony and I had, but it was. I would not have taken it well had I known that she were involved with somebody else while we were married, and but I probably wouldn't have worried about it as much if I were doing it. And it's horrible. I think men have a whole different view of this, and I don't think this. I mean, I'm thinking back about it now. Because it wasn't. It was just her problem with me was that I wasn't around. I was working all the time and therefore didn't have time for her, it would seem to her. And that was about being young and naive. But I could think about somebody who's my age, let's say, or Richie's age, who's having an affair with somebody. And it would be troubling if I were married, I mean, I'm just thinking about it out loud. I don't know that I've thought about this a lot. Having my, if I were married, my wife was having an affair, it would bother me. And, but yet, if I were having an affair, I don't know why it would bother her. I don't know if I'm, if, I don't know why it would bother her. I can understand that, but it ought not to bother her because men look at these things differently. I think men continue to love their wives.
Oh,
I do. I think men continue to love their wives.
I agree.
Luckily
but
for you,
I would
Doug,
rather
there's only
you...
30 seconds left in this.
I know, because you've got me fired up. But yeah, I'd rather a guy cheat on you for a one-time thing, but having like a 14-year relationship with somebody else. Hello, we're not in Utah. Oh, sorry, did I offend you? Sorry.
So the question here is...
But you get my drift.
Mitt Romney.
Do you think that somebody could build a conspiracy against Herman Cain to come up with all these people, or when there's folk smoke, is there?
Nah, he's done. He's
no, but is it real?
He hasn't
or
even
not?
Handled
is
it real
well,
or not real?
Actually, yeah,
it doesn't matter whether it's real.
Somebody
or not
wants
real.
To get him out because he was that big a threat. 28 after on a good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Winter means it's whale-watching season as whales migrate south to warm, shallow waters. There are plenty of boat cruisers leaving from Dana Point in Southern California. But what's cool about Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari is that the catamaran has an underwater viewing pod. This is much more experiential than a typical glass-bottom boat. Be prepared to look a whale in the eye as he swims only feet from the glass pod. Or head to Silverbank in the Dominican Republic for a chance to float alongside the humpback whales. Conscious Breath Adventures has a rare permit that actually allows you to float on the surface of a marine mammal sanctuary. How about Whale Camp? That's right. Blue Waters has an intensive five-day experience in San Ignacio Lagoon in Baja California, where thousands of whales migrate every winter. The trip is led by expert marine biologists, and you'll also get to explore a research station and help identify wildlife in the nearby tide pools. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
On today and how it can be a good day. Making your day successful is my job, or at least I've chosen it to be a job, because I know that you will take the responsibility with a little urging to shape your life, making it better. And once you understand that you can do it, you can do it.
You can do
Nobody
it.
Can deny you your success. You can do it. There is nobody here, though, who can make that decision for you. You have to decide. It's got to be you that moves your power, that moves your force, that moves your success quotient. And we all know that people sometimes write down slogans, right? They have, I'm a winner. Yeah, okay. People, I know a woman who takes, she has lipstick and she writes that on her mirror or things like that. So she sees it, and it does actually work for her. Everybody has a different way of being their own boss.
Your daily affirmation.
Yeah. Yeah. And those things work for some people they don't. So if it uses, I mean, if you can use it and it makes your life better, what difference does it make how you do it as long as your life is better and you can be a success? Making that choice and finding the way, that's why Michael McMaster has success at what he does. Fellow, if you check him out at DougStephan.com, he's very good at steering you, coming up with ideas to steer you in the right direction. And after all, isn't that what you want? It's what we all want. A little bit of help, a little support here and there, a little love, a little dabble, do you? As it were. Rich McFadden is in our studio in Washington at the controls of a lot of the audio chain. I'm responsible for me. He's responsible for him. Jennifer Horn is responsible for her. So who's responsible for fixing problems that don't exist? We have so many people in our country who are working on trying. These are people that work for your government, my government, the government, who are trying to fix problems that don't exist. I have two sort of things in my mind here. I was looking at more and more of the coverage of the Occupy Wall Street people, including Los Angeles, which seems to be the focus today, Jennifer, because they arrested a couple of people that were on the grounds of the City Hall. So these people, one way or another, you can't escape taxes. No matter who you are in Los Angeles, even homeless people pay some kind of a tax. Everybody, there's so many taxes in California, there's one for everybody. You can't escape.
We're an equal taxable, you know.
So if that is the case, and the taxes go to provide you with government, part of the proviso is that we have city halls, we have the deed buildings, we have the courts, we have all of these places that are public. So if, in fact, they're public, Why is it that people who want to express themselves about what's going on in the public arena can't do it on land that they as taxpayers pay for? How is it that you aren't allowed to go to city halls? As long as you don't disrupt what other people are doing.
Because, for example, here in Washington, D.C., we've spent almost $2 million just in police and maintenance.
So that's what the police are for, Rich.
Yeah, but
that's what maintenance people are for.
They have a budget.
So that's their problem. Why is that my problem? That's their problem. If they don't know how to allocate.
Taxpayer.
Well, but how are they allocating the money? Why isn't there enough money for cleanup there? What are they using the money for? If they're not using it for police protection and for maintenance, where is the money going? Why is there more of a priority? The mayor of New York, I guarantee you that the mayor of Washington has a driver. Why does the mayor of Washington have somebody who's getting paid, who knows what, $70,000 a year to sure. drive them around? Why can't they use that money to help clean up or make the city a better place to live? Why do they need a driver for the mayor?
I'm down with that. That's okay. No problem.
That's what I'm saying. The way money is allocated is part of what the occupiers are protesting. There are a lot of different
But wouldn't you agree that when it comes to a piece of property, that mm-hmm. there is a allotted budget for that piece of property, and all of a sudden you spend almost $2 million, you start to go, uh-oh, now what do we do?
I think people have to be understanding of what the priorities ought to be and listening to the public, to your constituents. That's why people are so pissed off.
Yeah, but wouldn't you agree that those same constituents would be protesting the spending of $2 million for security?
I don't know that all of them are the same or all of them would look at it the same way. I just think that we have...
I mean, we're protesting the way government spends money. And
right,
the way
okay, let me give you an example. Okay, tell me about... Let's look at some of the things where you're... This is federal money, so it's all your tax dollars, my tax dollars. This is a uniform sort of approach
sure.
by the numbers to what the protesters here are protesting in many circumstances, your tax dollars at work. In Placer County, California, the state of California has received a $2 billion grant. The funds have been used in part for buying a plasma, $2,400 plasma TV for the police station, $24,000 for police software that, according to the local police, they didn't need, they didn't ask for, and they don't know how to use. Now, I'm just taking one example.
You want me to give you a good one here in Montgomery County?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a big problem, I guess, everywhere in the country with when a school bus comes to a stop, people disobeying the stop signs.
Right,
on
they
the
just drive
bus
by the bus.
And driving around it when the kids are getting on and off
right.
the bus.
Yeah.
So in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is where I was born and raised, they have spent $500 per bus to put a manually operated camera so that if somebody drives by, the bus driver can hit a button. The video camera is activated. They can take that video and then send the person a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They want to upgrade at an undetermined cost automated cameras so that when anybody drives by when that thing is on,
it goes.
That they automatically get sent a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. The Department of Homeland Security, since September 11th, has spent billions of your tax dollars. And by the way, most of the stuff that I'm about to enumerate here is from the Department of Homeland Security, okay? 800-510-8255. Your thoughts about this? Maybe you've got something in your local community that is an example of this. If you're in Whittier, Alaska, we have listeners up there. Let's see here. The city of Whittier was given $100,000 to buy 4x4 vehicles that were equipped with anthrax detectors. There hasn't been, nor will there ever be.
There was one example of an anthrax leak.
Yeah, anthrax.
And the guy got it out of government.
Whittier, Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's another example of your, here's Buffalo, New York. Officials have been asked to explain the $935,000 that they applied from Homeland Security money to pay for better and newer police cars. Why do they need the? Why would you spend that money? It's a police car. It's your local community. Why are they using federal money to pay for police cars? All right. Uh-huh. Here's let's see here in Garfield County, Washington, they spent $30,000 for an armored truck and $300,000 for bulletproof vests. Garfield County, Washington, has a population of 2,600 people. why do they need 30 bulletproof?
Well, they might need one or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not 30.
Okay, let's see here. In Brigham City, Utah, Department of Homeland Security funds were used to retrofit a senior center that people were afraid might be attacked. A senior center being attacked.
Definitely a threat area.
Yeah, good, huh? Let's see here. El Reno, Oklahoma, population 1,500. Department of Homeland Security spent $40,000 on a decontamination trailer. For what is, what's, and then nobody, they
how
spent
much?
It, it's been parking it. $40,000.
And where?
El Reno, Oklahoma. 1,500 people live there. Decontamination trailer for what? Nobody knows. It's sitting out behind the police station. Boise, Idaho. $2 million spent on body bags. $2 million worth of body bags? In New York City.
In what, town?
This is Boise, Idaho.
Oh, I'm not moving there.
Yeah. Let's see here. Montgomery, Alabama. State officials used $150,000 in federal grant money to build a satellite imaging system using Google Earth. I can go on Google Earth and do with the same thing for free. What am I spending $150,000 for, right? Can't you use Google Earth free?
You can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably not in the way they're using it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
I would just say, though, I don't think that these people are protesting. I think that they are protesting the way government is run.
Yeah.
But I think that they want the money.
Well, I think it depends on who you're talking to. Some
may. They want to rob from the rich.
Yeah, but see, that's what you're painting them all with the same brush, and that's not right because they aren't all protesting the same thing. Bob's in Memphis.
I think many of them are, though.
Well, some of them, yeah, maybe even many. Bob, hi.
Hey, Doug. I just wanted to comment on what y'all are speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to agree with your right to have an opinion, and that's the proverbial year. I'm not talking about you, Doug.
Yet. Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
I don't have to agree with your right to have an opinion to agree that you have a right to have an opinion. I don't know if that makes sense.
Now, say that again. Let me translate.
Okay, let me turn that
Jennifer,
around.
Listen carefully, please.
You have a right to have an opinion.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a right not to agree with your opinion.
That's very true.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right.
Now, and by and large, I listen to this show because I agree with most of your opinions.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you asked a question a while ago about the Occupy people. Yes, they are taxpayers. They're, I guess most of them are citizens.
Yeah.
Although we don't know that anymore. But anyway, they go down to the courthouse, the Capitol, or whatever, and stomp around on the grass and tear up the sod and maybe break a park bench. Why should my tax dollars go to pay for what they tore up?
You know what? There's a point to your position, and it's a good one. What you would like to think in a perfect world, Bob, is that people who have something to say like this that is serious in most instances and is relative could do it without being jerkleburgers.
I don't think that they intentionally tear up the ground.
I think there's so many
of
them.
I'm not saying they intentionally tear
right.
it up.
When they're living there for months on end, it's going to get used
Take
up.
Take a bath and get a job.
Thank you.
You know, I had somebody the other day say, well, most of them down there are homeless and jobless. I said, well, they still got a right to go down there.
Yep, they do.
That was just my thought. Why should I, my tax dollars, pay for what they tore up? And I didn't mean to say they were tearing it up intentionally.
Okay, good.
But you're right. That's a good point.
You know what? The best part of the call, Bob, is that you agree with most of what I say. That's
Well, don't agree with all of it, though, Doug.
Yeah, perfect. I don't want you to agree with all of it.
Don't feed him that much, Bob.
Okay, see you.
Bye. Yeah.
You know, getting his head all
Yeah. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a daily dose of important medical information will be next in your ears here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas. Snow leopard, snow.
Are you friends, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical developments, medical information. You can download these podcasts every day. You have a whole collection of them, as a matter of fact. You go to DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com. Big news today about childbirth, and I guess good news for women and for more for the women, more for the mothers, Ken.
This really is good news. Out of fertility and sterility this week, Doug, women who give birth to four or more children may have a slightly lower risk of dying from heart disease later in life compared to women who have no children.
All right. Fertility time and laptops on your lap. What are they doing to cook your sperm?
This is also out of fertility and sterility, and this is a little hard to conceive, if you will, but guys who put a laptop on their lap and then connect via Wi-Fi, their sperm just seem to be less motile, and it's a strange study, but
why?
There may be something to it.
Why? It's not any different than men who ride bicycles a lot. The sperm's no good either.
Well, you want to give yourself every edge you can, if you will. And if you're trying to conceive, you may want to keep that laptop away from
your lap.
But on the flip side, if you're done conceiving, isn't it the cheap and easy way to kind of get
birth
fixed?
Control.
It's
like
for birth control.
What a bargain.
All right. Alcohol. In adolescence, big news, especially for women.
Some good advice out of the medical journal Cancer this week, that girls with a family history of the illness, breast cancer, double their risk of benign breast disease if they drank regularly as a teenager.
Oh, really? So the news is useless for people who aren't teenagers. So you pass, I mean, it's already too late. So you pass this along, Roberta, to your 15-year-old daughter.
Right,
that's
exactly
what, you know, you do with my daughter. It's too late for her to be affected, anybody, if you're not in this age group. But it's important information for parents. You hear this material and you absorb it and say, okay, I want to help my child understand what maybe they just think they all live forever. And so in this circumstance, kind of like a slap us out of the head, reality-based. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has lots of great information. Again, you might check out his website, drkenshow.com, which you can find by finding his picture at dougstephan.com.
Hey, everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, technology in the focus now, as we have three or four different things to lay on you, starting with our friend Alex Goldfein, who is the technology tailor. Would you like to learn about the other hot options in tablets beside the Apple iPad, Richie? Because there are.
No.
Some pretty good options. Richie doesn't want to know. I'm guessing maybe, however, that you...
He's such a snob, this guy.
Exactly. I don't want to know.
Don't
give me any information. I don't want any more information. I've got what I want. So for those of you who are interested in something other than the Apple iPad, Alex Goldfein reviews a couple of different ones, and they are actually pretty good. That's up next here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We've heard a lot about the iPad, so today let's take a quick look at the larger tablet market. Research in Motion is running all kinds of deals for its RIM Playbook tablet devices. There's a free 16-gigabyte Playbook offer for those business users who upgrade their BlackBerry Enterprise server software. For consumers, RIM has slashed the price of its Playbook to $199 from $399 for the holidays. That's a huge half-off discount, and it makes the Playbook a more interesting decision. Now, what about Amazon's hot new Kindle Fire? It already costs $199, like RIM's Playbook, and it's a great tool for reading, web browsing, email, and even watching streaming Netflix. Of course, Amazon wants you to use it predominantly for its own content, like movies and music. There's no camera or microphone, so if you wanted to use an app like Skype to stay in touch with family and friends, you're out of luck with the Kindle Fire. There are lots of great tablet options for this holiday season, so happy shopping. I'm Alex Goldfein.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Oh, I had to reach into his shirt. I really didn't look very hard. charge for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At DougStefan.com today, from today's show, the story about a gadget that is a looming security threat. No longer just your computer that's vulnerable to hackers, it seems. Now, they are after your printer. You might not be particularly concerned that your printer
the Wi-Fi now.
Could spell your demise. There are new viruses that are available. When you copy documents, the viruses are attached to the document.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell would sit around and think up this? Well, for what purpose would you want to get into somebody's printer? What does that do?
Let's say that you scan or fax somebody a copy of your tax
driver's
returns
license.
For a your driver's license for a mortgage or a bank loan. They get your date of birth, your Social Security number, your address. Wow.
They know if you're cute.
Yep.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. And they know whether you're naughty or nice. Maybe Santa
Scanning
Claus is doing it.
Pictures of your behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. So visit our website, DougStefan.com, for the update on protecting your printer. They could even set it on fire from a distance. Good Lord. 59 after on Good Day.